This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every once in a while, we see a Twitter thread, one of those tweet series that tell a story about, I don't know, how Jay Powell came to be the chairman of the Fed, or maybe about very specific kinds of British cheese, and we think that'd be pretty good radio. So today, a thread from Elizabeth Cronise McLaughlin. By day, she's the founder of the Gaia Project for Women's Leadership. All the time, though, she is a mom. So here you go.
Let me tell you a little story about the American medical system, circa today. This morning, at 5:30 a.m., both my kids woke up not feeling exactly great. At 8 a.m., we were second in line at urgent care. Turns out both kids need a relatively common antibiotic to be cleared in order to go to school tomorrow, as do I, as a preventative measure. The prescription gets called into the pharmacy across the street from the urgent care. We swing by the pharmacy and realize it doesn't open until 11 a.m. I take the kids for a haircut, we go to the supermarket, we go for a walk, and then we go back to the pharmacy. When we arrive, we learn that this pharmacy is no longer stocking the antibiotic. The closest pharmacy stocking it is 21 miles away and has only one dose. I game which kid is sicker, and it's obvious, resign myself to keeping the other kid home, and pile everyone in the car. We get to the second pharmacy. They have one dose. However, the kid who needs it most isn't showing up on my insurance, for which I pay, wait for it, $1,182 a month under Obamacare. I call the urgent care and get them to clear it with my kid's insurance. This takes 5 separate phone calls. The pharmacy then tells me that while the kid is now showing up on our insurance, insurance is saying it won't cover the antibiotic. But if I want to buy the one pill, it will cost $533 out of pocket. The second pharmacy tells me it will fax the urgent care to ask for a substitute. I call to confirm, and this takes 6 more phone calls. By this time, it's 1:45 p.m. The urgent care finally forwards a substitute for all 3 of us. However, wait for it, pharmacy number 2 doesn't stock the replacement. Plus, even though I and both my kids are on the same insurance plan, they're showing that for the replacement, my daughter has an $80 copay, but my son has a deductible that the insurance company claims is unpaid, and I owe some random number in the middle. This makes no sense. I burst into tears in front of the pharmacist. He finds me a third pharmacy, another 20 miles away. However, pharmacy number 3 has only half the total doses that we need. So I will have to come back for the second round in a few days. I get into the car and again start sobbing over the steering wheel in front of my kids. My kids are starving and mad and don't understand why this is happening. We get to pharmacy number 3 and are finally able to get the medicine for all 3 of us. My daughter's is $80, my son's is $280, and mine is $138.73. It is exactly the same medicine at the same dose. I am a single mother. I am privileged enough to be able to afford any insurance at all. Our total bill today was $498.73. It took more than 7 hours to get the basic medicine that my kids need to be cleared to go to school tomorrow. I'm going to have to fight my insurance on the cost.
That was Elizabeth Cronise McLaughlin. She is at EC McLaughlin on Twitter. If you've seen a good thread you might like to hear on the air, let us know. You can tweet the program at Marketplace. You can get me at Kai Ryssdal.